75,000 to 100,000 drop dead under the age of 35 while they're exercising. This one just happened in March. It was a high-profile national story. Wes Leonard is a kid's name, 16 years old. Prophetically, this was a semifinal game, so they had to do a sudden-death playoff because it was 55-55 at the end of the game. He gets the 2 points right away. I mean, he gets the tip-off. He goes down the court, slam dunks it. I mean, they win like 10 seconds into the sudden-death playoff. Here's 3 seconds before he dies. He's a guy looking at the camera. His friends are lifting him up on their shoulders because he just won the game, and he drops over dead at 16 of a cardiomyopathy heart attack, a deficiency of selenium. Now, here's this doctor should go to jail. He was the medical examiner, the guy that did the autopsy on him, and he should go to jail for reckless endangerment and probably second-degree murder for every kid who dies from now on. He said he died of cardiac arrest due to an enlarged heart. Well, every athlete has an enlarged heart. He said his death could not be easily explained because he knows nothing about selenium deficiency and cardiomyopathy heart attacks. It's a national story. If he'd have said the full truth, from then on, not a single kid or adult in America should die of cardiomyopathy heart attack. That was the moment. That was the moment. And he failed us all. Here's what doctors believe should happen to prevent cardiomyopathy heart disease. And here's Wes Leonard again. This picture was obviously earlier in the game. Threw in a ball that went out of bounds. What doctors want to do is do more electrocardiograms on athletes to find the missing defect. And here is a beautiful 16-year-old girl, dies of a cardiomyopathy heart attack. She's a cheerleader doing her back flips and jumping up and down and doing her stuff, and she drops dead of a cardiomyopathy heart attack, 16 years old. Sweating, right? Now, what causes all these 75,000 to 100,000 young athletes to die every year under the age of 35? How many of you heard that athletes sweat when they work out? I mean, all you got to do is watch an NBA game or a university basketball game on TV. What happens during timeout? There's a guy runs out there under the basket with towels. What's he wiping up? Sweat. I mean, those 10 guys, I mean, they're sweating gallons of fluid, right? They're sweating gallons of fluid out there. What's the first thing that somebody's going to tell you to do when you're sweating, whether it's from your labors, your trade, or sports, exercise, you're going to drink plenty of what?
Water.
To re-what? Rehydrate. Now, that's what kills you. Because sweat is not water. Sweat is not water. Sweat is a soup that contains all 90 essential nutrients. The sweat is the soup that contains the almighty 90, the 90 for life. If you're sweating out the almighty for life, the 90 for essential nutrients, and you're just replacing it with pure water, what's happening to your nutritional reserves? They're going away, and you are a dead man or dead woman walking. By contrast, how many ever heard of Jack LaLanne? When he was 12 years old, he started taking mixing bowls full of vitamins and minerals because he wanted to be Mr. America and Mr. Universe when he was 12 years old. So he started taking mixing bowls full of vitamins and minerals, started working out. By the time he was 22, he accomplished both feats. He just died at 96 in January of this year, taking all those vitamins and minerals. And here's professional football players. Rah! I'm a man, 270-pound, all muscle. Rah! I live on Gatorade and I'm dead. Rah! They died 51 just taking Gatorade. Hello? You getting a picture here? I'd rather be like Jack LaLanne. I used to work out in those gyms with those big guys because I wrestled for the University of Missouri, and they used to laugh at us little guys, right? I only weighed 93 pounds. You call yourself an athlete, my leg weighs more than you weigh, boy. But they all dead now. And they used to make fun of the bodybuilders. Say, look at those guys, they're all pretty boys out there, you know, like the Terminator or the Sperminator. Now, is that right? Okay. That's a California joke. You'd never understand that. Okay. So those athletes used to make fun of all these pretty boys who are out there, you know, lifting weights and bodybuilding, and they're all dead. Okay, last athlete here, Theo Ratliff. Again, yeah, hoo-ah. Andy Young and Mike Glenn introduced him to me about 12 years ago. Had bone-to-bone arthritis, age 28, bone-to-bone arthritis in both knees. The cartilage popped off his hip. his bones were so fragile from osteoporosis at age 20, he caught a pass during a game and fractured his wrist. The orthopedic surgeons for the Atlanta Hawks said his career was over, and so Andy Young and Mike Glenn introduced me to him. And again, we put him on the almighty 90, the 90 for life, for a 300-pound guy. He's 6'11". He looks skinny, but he weighs 300 pounds. And so we got him on the program, gave him 20 of our glucogel capsules, the secret sauce to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, matrix, and bone itself. 90 days, rebuilt him, got his contracts back, and he's made $40 million since the orthopedic surgeon said his career was over, following the almighty 90. You see, God's way worked better than the doctor's predictions, didn't it? We also built this rebound for him, which has 100 nutrients in it, including copper and selenium. Same price per serving, either as powder or as liquid, as Gatorade. Two nutrients, no selenium or copper, or 100 nutrients plus selenium and copper. Which one are you going to do for somebody you love?